Two Fox News journalists were freed today in Gaza after 2 weeks of captivity. They appeared to be in good health. A previously unknown group had claimed responsibility for the kidnapping and demanded the release of Muslim prisoners in U.S. jails. There's no indication any demands were met. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Correspondent Steve Santani, an American, and cameraman Olaf Wig from New Zealand were dropped off at a Gaza City hotel by Palestinian security officials. After a meeting with Prime Minister Ismail Haniya, Santani held a short news conference.
I just hope this never scares a single journalist away from coming to Gaza to cover this story, because the Palestinian people are very beautiful, kind-hearted, loving people who the world needs to know more about, and so do not be discouraged. Come and tell the story. It's a wonderful story.
Santani later told Fox News in a phone call that during his captivity, he was held at times face down in a dark garage, and he thought he was about to be killed. He said he was also tied up in painful positions, and that he and Wig were forced at gunpoint to make statements that were videotaped. He also told Fox that 2 weeks ago, while reporting in Gaza, their van, which was clearly marked as a journalist's car, was surrounded by gunmen and they were abducted. Over the past 2 years, about 24 foreign journalists and aid workers have been kidnapped, usually by Palestinians seeking jobs in the security services. Most of those kidnapped were released within hours. This time was different. For 9 days, there was no word from the kidnappers. Then a video was issued by a previously unknown group called the Holy Jihad Brigades. It showed the men and demanded the release of Muslim prisoners in U.S. jails. Today, just before Santani and Wig were freed, the group released a second video in which the men made anti-Western statements. And Santani said he had converted to Islam and recited a verse from the Quran to prove it. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet, he said. Even after the two men were freed, it was not clear who the Holy Jihad Brigades are and whether they received anything in return for the journalists' release. Palestinian security officials said they were a front for local groups. Prime Minister Haniya said the kidnappers have no link to Al-Qaeda or any other organization or faction. He said that Al-Qaeda as an organization does not exist in the Gaza Strip. The U.S. Consul General today thanked Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas for his help in freeing the men. Soon after their release, Santani and Wig arrived at the Erez crossing point between Gaza and Israel. So far, there have been no arrests in the case. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.